Amen. Let's turn our Bibles to the book of Proverbs. We're continuing our study in passing on wisdom. It's mentioned this thing of passing on wisdom. Who is able to pass on wisdom? You know, you think about that. If there's anybody that has the ability to pass on wisdom, it would be the wisest man that ever existed. Right? Amen? Well, here's the thing. Just because he was the wisest... Now, the Bible tells us he was the wisest, right? So I'm not making that up. I'm saying what God said. He was the wisest man. God blessed him with that wisdom. But we know something about him. He didn't always choose to follow that wisdom. So, you know, I've said this through the years. Listen, if a six-year-old little girl comes up and tells me I'm wrong and I'm wrong, I'm still wrong. Right? Now, I hate that. Some little kid comes up and says, "Preacher, should you be saying that?" You're like, "I'll say whatever." No, you know what I'm saying? And that's, it's sometimes, I mean, it could be a little convicting, but I mean, listen, if it's right, it's right. I could say that six-year-old little girl, you do a lot. Did you clean your room? You know, hey, listen, just because we don't always make the right choices with, by the way, we're never going to always make the right choices, doesn't mean we don't have wisdom to pass on. Let's pass on what we got. Now, it's easier when we're living it. Amen? It's easier to get somebody's ear when we're living what we're saying. Because people don't care what we know until they know that we care. And I'm going to tell you what, people ain't going to believe that you believe it if you don't live it. Amen? So let's look into this one tonight. I've got a lot of, I've squeezed it all down there. Lord will get it all in. All right? So we're looking at here, Proverbs chapter 3. We're in Proverbs chapter 3. I'm really skimming through Proverbs. We're not going to do the whole thing. It's too much there. But I'm just going to kind of skim through maybe chapter by chapter, find something to glean out. And maybe once we get to the end, we'll go back to the beginning again. Who knows? There's a lot in there in each chapter, but we'll just go until the Lord says do something else. Amen. Is that all right? Is all right? We just follow the Lord. You say, "Are you sure you're following the Lord?" I'm trying. You know what I mean? I'm trying. Amen. So Proverbs chapter 3, verse 1, it says, "My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments for length of days and long life, and peace shall they add to thee." Now there are, number one, there are rewards for following the Lord. That's your blank there. There are rewards for following the Lord. Right? You ever worked a job that they didn't pay you? It's called volunteer. How much is volunteer? So I worked a job one time when I was a teenager. I was I was working at an outbound sales. There's a room full of phones. And we get on those phones and we call people and try to sell them tickets to some event. Man, I hate that kind. That's hard work. I mean, you want to talk about rejection. More people reject that than reject Christ. No, I'm kidding. But, I mean, I must have been 16, 17 years old trying to make a little bit of money, right? And I'm doing this. And so I go back one day. It's getting close to payday. I'm like, whoo. I get back there. I go to this place and the place was empty. All the phones, everything's gone. It was a fly-by-night. They left before we got paid. There was no concert either or whatever. We were selling tickets. The whole thing was a sham. Oh, man, I was so mad. So mad. And, you know, like, oh, man, I've been got. Listen, that's a frustrating kind of situation, you know, especially for a 17-year-old kid. But I'm going to tell you, you know, if you're trying to make a living, it's more than frustrating. You know, you're going to go find that guy. No, but I'm just saying, listen, I want to just tell you this. This is the normal way of life. And I think I mentioned it last week, last Sunday maybe. Listen, we don't give a kid a thing to say, "Hey, if you're good, when you're 70 plus 80, you get to go to heaven. The rest of your life, you're good every day, the rest of your life, you're going to get a candy bar." Right? It doesn't work like that. By the way, God doesn't work like that. God has things He's told us. There's rewards for us now. Look here. We have a tendency, under there, we have a tendency to only think about setting treasures to setting up treasures in heaven. Okay, the Bible talks about set your treasures in heaven. And so because he talks about setting our treasures in heaven, we can get this thinking, all that we're doing, I'm putting it all in a bag to go to heaven because the rest doesn't matter. Listen, sometimes it can feel wrong to declare that there's any rewards for doing good. We're like that. Baptists are like that. We'll want to say stuff, well, no, I'm not doing it for rewards. I'm just doing it because I love Jesus. Right? Yeah. Right? We say stuff like that. No, I don't need anything. I'm just doing it because I love the Lord. Right? And because if we say, oh, I'm doing it, I'm hoping to get something, it feels wrong, doesn't it? It feels like that doesn't feel, preacher, what are you talking about tonight? We feel kind of a little bit, maybe we're afraid of thinking that we're getting into a work salvation. Well, if I think I'm doing that for something, then it's a work salvation. We can get kind of messed up on stuff. Maybe we think we will develop the wrong motivation. Because we judge people like that. Well, they're just doing it so they can get the preacher's attention, right? They're just doing it because they want everybody to see them. I mean, we don't say that about ourselves, but we say that about us. You know what I mean? We can get this kind of thinking, and so we're sometimes we can get afraid of doing something wrong, so we don't do anything, right? We get something sometimes. We can get what I like to call stinking thinking, right? We just get thinking that's really, it's kind of rotten thing. It's not based on the Word of God. It's sometimes, though, we make some conclusions. Well, if God says this, you know, set your treasures in heaven, not on earth. He said, okay, if he says that one place here, that means there's nothing here on earth that's a treasure. But that's really not the case at all. We find some different things. But I got another thing I just want to say. Maybe we're just repeating what we've always heard and believed on that thing. I said, well, if I've always heard that, so I better just kind of stick to what I know. Look here, it can be challenging to undo our own faulty thinking about the Lord. It's really challenging to get rid of our stinking thinking because something got that in there and we're thinking that way. And I'm going to tell you, there's really only one way to get rid of stinking, because bad thinking comes in from who knows where. You don't even know. And I have defended things very, harshly defended them, but didn't really have any scripture to defend it with. I was defending what I've always defended because we always defended it. Right? This is right. And why? Because it's because. Right? Just because. That's why, you know, it's good to find it. Sometimes, but it's hard because I'm used to kind of just standing my ground. And I'm going to stand. Right? Well, what are you standing on? I'm standing on standing. What does God say about it? We look at, so it could be a challenge. It can cause us to, But some of that stinking thinking can cause us actually to have an estranged or at least a challenged relationship with God. Because I'm actually saying God wants me to do something that He never told me to do, but I think it's good because it makes sense. Or I'm going to tell somebody else, and I begin to make a roadblock, a stumbling block for somebody else because I think, and we begin to, and listen, we got to clear up our own ignorance in this area and our own hindrances or roadblocks for our relationship with the Lord. So sometimes so this area is what I'm talking about, this thing tonight. And there's a lot of areas this can happen in, but tonight I want to talk about this thing of that there are rewards for following the Lord here on earth. There's rewards now. And let's not be afraid. Even saying this, I feel a little bit awkward myself, honestly. But let's not be afraid of saying, I'm doing this because God said if I do this, He's going to give me something. It's kind of a quiet amen. Amen. It feels a little bit gross, doesn't it? Even to kind of say something like that. I want to follow God because God said if I follow Him, He's going to bless me with something. Well, so now if I say blessed, it feels a little more comfortable, doesn't it? Right? So sometimes it's our vernacular if we use the right word. Okay, I'll take a blessing. I don't want to get stuff, but I'll take a blessing. Listen, I'm just trying to help us think about this a little bit, right? Before we get into this thing of what Solomon was teaching. Sometimes we get worried about this thing. But God said there's some rewards for following Him right here. Look here. Solomon's, we're on number two there. Solomon's commands and rewards. Look again at verse 3, chapter 3, verse 1. He said, My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. So two things he instructed his son to do. Okay, two things. First of all, number one was forget not my law. That's the blank there. Number one, forget not. It means don't forget it, right? Remember it is the opposite of that, right? Don't forget it. I don't know if remember and forget are actually opposites, but it's two different things. Forget means don't let go of it, right? Don't reject it. And don't say later on, so, you know, I used to believe that, but I don't anymore. Listen, there's a whole thing here. He says, forget not my law. But then the second thing he says this is keep my commandments. Number two, keep my commandments. So in order, in order to not forget the law, we must know the law. See, y'all going to try to guess. All right, good. We'll have a little game. Y'all see if y'all can guess the blank ahead of that. Y'all do that, all right. My girls and my wife, they'll write it down. And, I got it wrong. Scratch it out and put it up. It's, I don't know. Hey, whatever keeps you focused, all right? Whatever keeps you tuned in. But listen, in order to not forget, we have to already know the law. You can't forget what you didn't know yet. Right? I mean, there's an assumption there. I think there's a lot of assumptions in the Bible we forget about. There's an assumption that who he was speaking to already knew the law, already knew the Word of God. And we find that in different places. And I've been studying through some of the different Old Testament prophets and different things. And some of them, there's some truth there that they expected the reader to already know. And when they already knew that information, they just kind of said it. And so there's some things that, here's what Solomon is saying to us. I'm assuming you already know it, so don't forget it. You're going to have to know it first. So number one, that doesn't mean vaguely or wrapped in a blanket of our own knowledge or of our own logic. What I'm saying is, when I say to know the law, it doesn't mean, oh yeah, I know all about the Bible, but not really. Very shallow. You know, we sometimes, we can overestimate our own spiritual knowledge. We can overestimate our own biblical knowledge. Yeah, I know a lot of Bible. I've read it. I've heard people say, I've read through, I read my Bible every day. I can't tell how many people I've talked to. I've knocked on the door and I've talked to. I read my Bible and I pray every day. Never go to church. Never tell anybody about Jesus. Outside of that kitchen table, they never lived like the Lord. Right? They have behaviors, attitudes, and a spirit that has nothing like the Lord. But because they read the Bible every day, listen, that isn't enough. But listen, there does become some of that. Listen, we must know what the Lord has actually said Himself, right, in here. You know, like this thing, listen, cleanliness is next to godliness, right? I mean, that's, right? No, that's not in the Bible. But there's a lot of things, there's a lot of little quippy sayings that aren't in the Bible, right? And we're like, yeah, that's right, that's what God said. No, it didn't. People said that enough times. It sounds Bible-y. You put a little old English on it, oh man, forget about it. Yeah, it's Bible. Thou hast said, you know, you put a little old English kind of, you know, verbiage on this. Yeah, that's Bible. You know, and we got to know what God said Himself from the book. That's why it's good to bring a book, bring the book, and have it on your lap, right? It's good to do that. So it comes, but A under that, it comes in the form of hearing and receiving, reading, and studying. See, all these kind of things. Listen, that is with questions and discussions, meditations, and studying. I'm telling you, listen, there's a lot of stuff. Hey, listen, to hear and know the Word of God isn't just to sit in church for a few hours a week. I mean, like, we're here like four, right? That's a lot, really, you know. But it's more than that. You say, well, I'm already here for it. You want me to talk about Bible-y stuff later, too? Yeah. No, I'm going to tell you, listen, if all you do is just hear it here and that's where it ends, you're not going to know it. I'm just saying. It's not enough. It's not enough. It's this. You discuss it. By the way, discuss it doesn't mean rip it to shreds. Well, the preacher said this. Is that? Do you believe that? You know, I don't mean like that. I mean, because, you know, here's could be a case. The preacher could misspeak. Right? Could say something dumb. I say dumb stuff a lot. Y'all like, I know, I already seen it. And so I'm not talking about, but there's a difference. But I'm talking about this thing of talking about what you heard. Go home and talk about it with your people. right? Meditate on this thing. What does that say? Yeah, man, let me read that again, that passage. I'm asking this rhetorical question. Don't raise your hand, but how many of us, after we hear the preaching, go back home and ever look in that chapter again, you know, at that time? It's good to just go back and meditate on that. Is what was God telling me from that thing? And spend a little time discussing it with people. And by the way, when I say this, counseling with people, say, you know, come to, listen, let me say this to you folks. And I want you to understand, if you got a question, say, preacher, you said this, and I don't understand that. You know what you should do? You should go talk to everybody else and see what they think. No. Don't do that. Come up here, not up here, but come to me and say, preacher, you said that. I didn't quite understand that. I think there's two kinds of questions. I think there's to question and a question. You know, if your goal is to prove somebody wrong, it's never going to be a good spirit. But if your goal is to say, I want to understand that, I want to know that. That, man, that's a great question. I love questions. I've said that before. I love questions. People want to know, what does this say? That's where we're going to get this thing. Number two, then once received, don't forget it. Don't forget it. Which means go back and renew it. Man, many times in the Scriptures, the Apostle Paul said, you have need to hear this again, right? We find the same themes are preached over and over and over through the Bible, from the Old Testament to the New. Same things are going through. It's not that it's that much, really. It's that we're hard-headed. You know? I mean, it's really that. When I say hard-headed, I mean, sometimes it's hard to get through. And so God teaches us something, and He says it again and says it again. And sometimes the Bible can feel so redundant, because it is. Why does it have to be like that? Well, because we don't want to forget it. He doesn't want us to forget it. Keep it fresh. Keep it in our heart so that when a question or a thing comes up in our life, we already know the answer. I mean, when I say we know the answer, we know what God's answer is. I don't know what to do about that thing. You ever had another Christian say something like that? I'm not really sure what to, and you're thinking, why is it so obvious? You know what I mean? You're like, what do you mean you don't know? I mean, you know, hey, you know, this was said, you know, we should talk about this thing. It's what, you know, there was a church in Kansas City. It's, I can't remember the name of it. Eagles Heights Baptist Church. They had this huge, and it's a big church. It's a big church. They had this huge, but in the foyer had this big old huge picture. I think it was like 8 foot by 4 foot. I mean, it's a 4x8. Piece of paper that was put up there, and it was a contract that all the church members would sign it. And it said, we signed this contract saying, if I have aught against my brother, I'm going to go to my brother. And part of this contract was, if somebody else came and told me about somebody else, then I would immediately take them to somebody else. Yeah, you know what they said? That contractor said, listen, the fact is God wants us to not bicker about the things and not kind of gossip and fuel that thing. He said, if there's a problem, he said, this contract that every member of the church would sign it. It was an amazing thing, and I thought, well, that's interesting. He said, so if one person, I mean, it wasn't legally binding, right? It was a spiritual covenant, if we'd say that if one person said, hey, you know, this person said this, I'd say, come on, let's go talk to him. And they did it. You know what happened? That stuff ended. Because you know what happened? Somebody come over and said, hey, you know what Sister so-and-so said? And they said, well, let's go talk to them. Let's go find that out. Well, I mean, no, right? You know what folks started finding? I'm telling you, that's the only way to put it out. That's the only way to put out the fire. You don't put out the fire by, really? Tell me more. We like that. The flesh likes that, though, doesn't it? Man, how'd I get off on that? I don't know. Let's just move on. Then once received, don't forget it, which means we go back and renew it. I have no idea how I got it. Let's go to C. The second part of this is coupled with the first. So it's this. Number one, keep my commandments. Keep my commandments. Don't just get the knowledge. I've talked about that a lot. I think in James we talked about that a lot. Don't just get the knowledge. That's not enough. Don't just get it. Do it. Right? Do it. If you just get knowledge and you just become somebody that gets filled up, we become, Bible talks about in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, 13, we become puffed up, swollen up. It's not a good look for us as a Christian. Well, yeah, I know all that. Listen, if we use it and we do it, that's what we're going for. Do it. So the blank under that. Follow it, keep it. Follow it, keep it. So the truth of the Word of God ought to be to react. The truth of the Word of God ought to be reacted to, not just maintained in our minds. Amen. We understand that? That's pretty clear, right? Not just to get it in here, but do something with it. It does us no good to learn more knowledge if we don't do anything with it. It's just no good. It's no good if you got a career and somebody they have all these degrees and don't do anything with it. They're still, do you want a doctor that has like eight or nine pieces of paper with degrees, or somebody that does that surgery all the time? I want the one that's doing it, right? Yeah, I've read all about it. I've studied it. I've watched it on videos. No, I want the one that does the one that does something with it. Not one that's educated only. Now, I want the one also being educated on it. I want them to know it, but listen, doing it. So, D, if we will not forget and do those things, there is a reward. There's a reward. D, the blank on D is there is a reward. Verse 2, he said, for length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. So here it is. Number one, they add the length of days and peace. Okay? Here's the thing that's interesting. Verse 2, for the length of days and long life and peace shall they add unto thee. They add the length of days and peace. The they here that are adding to our life are the two actions of not forgetting and keeping. By the way, it doesn't say God adds these to it right here I'm talking about. It doesn't say God adds this. It says by you doing these things, by following what God has given us, by doing those things, the not forgetting and the keeping my commandments, doing those things will add these things to you. That's what he says. That's how it's written there in the Word of God. It says there's something there that by doing these things, they are the... Now, of course, God is the giver of everything. Okay, let's not get confused about that. All good gifts and all perfect gifts come down from the Father of Light. So if there's anything given to us, it's from Him. But Solomon has given us this proverb, has given us a direct connection. When we do these things, this is what we're going to receive. They're adding to our life. And the scripture here is giving us this cause and effect relationship, this input and output. It's an if-then statement. You know, it's this: if you do this, then this will happen. If you put this in, this is what's going to come out, this kind of thing. Doing these things will add to our life. Okay, so then number three. What's being added? Okay, what is being added? So, A, there are three things that are added to the one that forgets not my law and keeps my commandments. Three things. Number one, length of days. This is the desire of all people, right? The fountain of youth. I want to live forever. Not forever, but I want to live as long as I can. Nobody says, man, I'm trying to find the fountain of... Well, I guess maybe in Canada they do, trying to find a way to end their life. Listen, most people want to find out how to extend it. People want to do it. How can I extend it? By the way, this has always been the thing through the Scriptures. God promises this length of days over and over and over. The reason God promises is because people really do want it. Right? So I'm ready for the Lord to come back. I'm ready to get out of this body. Well, not if everybody else is staying. You want to stay with them. Right? I mean, I'm saying we know we're going to be at the Lord. I'm not talking about that kind of thing. I'm talking about this thing. The Bible talks about over and over, this is what we desire, this length of days. No one wants to check out immediately, right? We're just. But the second thing then is long life. Well, so isn't that the same thing? Well, this phrase isn't used often in the Scriptures, and when it does, it seems to speak more of the quality of one's life. Not just, so listen, I don't want to just live a long time. I want to have a good life, right? I don't want to live a long, miserable life. I hate misery. I hate to be miserable. I like things to go my way, right? I say that a lot, don't I? Because it's true. I don't like to be miserable. I'm telling you, when life isn't going my way and things are bad. And by the way, my way doesn't mean I always get what I want. But I don't like conflict. I don't like problems. I want it to get over. You know what I want to live? I want to live a good quality of life as long as I can. Now, there's trials that are coming up. James talked about that. We looked at it. There's trials that come in. And those trials are for the purpose of helping us to get that. But this is the thing. It's not just a long life, but a good life. And then the third thing is peace. A life of peace is the result of following the Lord's commandments, is what he's saying here. And then B, this isn't just about making it through life, folks. Listen, it's not just about making it through life. We're all going to get to the end of this life. Right? Y'all all right with me? We there? In the right place? You're on the back? So this is the cause and effect that Solomon is passing on to his son. It's the result of living the life of wisdom. I want us to see here on the reward of obedience continue. Look, I want to show you a few places. Look at verse 3 and 4. We're back in the Bible now. We're going to look, continue down. We're going to see this is a theme that Solomon is doing right here. Verse 3, let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck, write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Listen, when mercy and truth are not forsaken, then favor and good understanding will be found. Listen, I'm telling you, when you have mercy and truth mingled together here, both of these things, that when they're not forsaken, favor, it comes your way, both in the sight of God and man. Man, I'm telling you, it's wonderful to be in a right relationship with God, but it's also, God says, these kind of things, understanding comes, and there's this right relationship in the sight of God and man. And then verse 5, look at verse 5, see if you ever heard this one before. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. So, trusting and acknowledging the Lord, and He will what? Direct us. So when we trust Him, and we acknowledge Him, the reward from that is He'll direct us. Well, God's going to direct us anyway. Is He? Well, I don't know. Is God going to direct us if we're not acknowledging Him and we're not trusting Him? No. Listen, this is a cause and effect. This is a follow and reward situation. You want God to give you some direction? Well, acknowledge Him. You know. Otherwise, if we're not acknowledging Him, God gives us direction. We take the credit. Look what I did. Listen, I got to get done with this. Look at verse 7. Be not wise in thine own eyes, fear the Lord, and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Listen, fearing the Lord and departing from evil brings healthy living. That's good. I mean, listen, you find folks, they're old, young. And then there's some folks that are young, old. You could tell, I mean, you would say like this, maybe you've had some good living, right? It's about fearing the Lord and departing from evil. I mean, I'm saying departing from evil will give us a healthy life. This is a parable. It's a parable, which means it's not a promise, but it means this is how it goes. If we stay away from the evils and sin of this world, we're going to live a lot healthier life. You see, that's just the way it goes. Verse 9. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. He says this, honor God with our spending and tithing, and you will have more than you need. How do we have more? By giving some of it away. How does that work? I don't know. God said it, and He'll do it. I mean, probably most of us in this room have lived that. We're like, I know that's true. I know that's true. Watched it. Let me finish this up. The purpose of wisdom. Number 5, the purpose of wisdom. It isn't about knowing everything. Listen, the purpose of wisdom isn't about knowing everything. You know, the wisdom means you got to know everything. No, no, no. Listen, the purpose is to live a good life. That's the purpose of getting wisdom, is to live a good life. Wisdom's purpose is to give us God's direction in this life. I'll tell you, listen, B, a life without God's wisdom is unpleasant. I'm telling you, folks, many of you know this, what I'm saying to you. A life without the wisdom and knowledge of God is unpleasant life. Most of the bad consequences that we're living with, any of us are living with, I got as a result of when I was living outside of God's will. And some of those scars last a long time, right? Some of those mistakes we make over here, they last a long time because I was living without God's wisdom. Maybe I knew it, but I didn't keep it. Right? I didn't follow the Lord. And there's some great consequences, maybe in our heart or in our mind, maybe in our life, in our relationships. Great consequences. And I'm telling you, it wasn't pleasant, but here's the great thing. We can get back to that pleasant life. Listen, I can't fix yesterday. I can't fix yesterday. But I can start today to fix tomorrow. Amen. Listen, we should strive to find and get wisdom. It's more valuable. But I don't think I have that on there. I ran out of space on yours. But no, it is on there. I'm sorry. It is more valuable than all the resources of this world. Verse 13, he says, happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and in all the things that thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her, and happy is everyone that retaineth her. Whew! Wisdom is what we should be striving for. Man, you want to? That's now. I think I want to just live a miserable life. That's kind of what we're saying when we say I'm not really that interested in wisdom. Listen, folks, this is a Wednesday night crowd. Wednesday night crowd is the folks that come in and say, you know, I want a little extra. I want a little extra in the middle of the week. Been a week. Most of you've been working, doing stuff. It's the end of the day. Tired. You say, well, I ain't working, but you're tired still. You haven't been up all day, right? Try to get through this day. You come out at night. Crazy people are left out here, right? Because you want a little something extra. Say, God, I'm seeking for something that's going to make my life pleasant. And it's right, found right. That's what wisdom is trying to pass on. That's what Solomon is trying to pass on to his son, wisdom. That his sons might have the pleasantness and not experience some of the unpleasantness. Man, happy. Happy is the life. Let your face know that you know Jesus, right? Amen. Father, I do pray that you'd help us tonight, Lord. Would you, Lord, help us to seek for that wisdom, Lord, that comes from knowing your word. Comes from living it, following it, receiving it, talking about it, meditating upon it. Lord, there's so much in your word that gives us this direction, and yet it often is so redundant, even as we see here tonight. It just goes back and forth to the same thing. If we just follow you, if we just receive and do and keep what you've given us. It just will bring happiness and pleasantness. I pray that you'd help me, Lord. Would you give those things in my heart and my mind that I might acknowledge you. Lord, I trust you that you would direct the steps. And Lord, thank you for this time tonight, Lord. And we'll praise you for it now in Jesus' name.